Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
If you respect that vow, but you say, look, death do us part, this is the kind of death.
How horrible it would be to turn your back on a spouse when they're most helpless. Makes me wonder what it is that Pat Robertson thinks is essential that a person can contribute that will define them as being alive or not.
If you think the 1.5 billion Muslims are going to consider a 15-story mega mosque in a building that was destroyed in the 9/11 attacks as a mosque of reconciliation, you got to put down the bong water.
This is what God gives in his supper. Present tense forgiveness. Present tense restoration.
I jokingly called this the Issues Etc. Revolution, the near complete sweeping out of the old guard that emphasized church growth practices down the line.
I've been hearing the phrase my entire adult life. I think the first time I heard it was during, do you remember back in the 70s, during the Iran hostage crisis. I began hearing it then that the United States, that America is the great Satan. It came from radical Muslim voices in Iran and elsewhere. Now that judgment has been repeated often in the history since, probably most famously by the late and infamous Osama bin Laden. What do radical Muslims mean when they refer to the United States as the great Satan? Do all Muslims believe this? Joining us in this second hour of Issues, Etc., to talk about the United States, is it the great Satan? Ken Samples, you can join us as well. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon. It's the 26th of September. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Ken Samples is a senior research scholar for Reasons to Believe, based in Pasadena, California. Author of several books, including A World of Difference, Putting Christian Truth Claims to the Worldview Test. And he's also written a recent article titled, Is America Really the Great Satan? Ken, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. Good to be with you.
We hear it uttered by Ayatollah Khomeini. We hear it uttered by Osama bin Laden and many of his followers. Is this the opinion of all Muslims that the United States is the great Satan?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that it's a mistake to think that the world's 1.5 billion Muslims all think alike on all of these issues. Yet, when I say that, I think it's also important in trying to understand how Muslims around the world view America to appreciate that in many parts of the world, Muslims really have a view of religion that is deeply mixed with political ideas. Sometimes it takes the form of a type of theocracy. And I think that in many parts of the Islamic world, they have a very slanted view, and I don't think get a real fair and balanced perspective, one might say. And so, no, I don't think all Muslims think exactly alike about America, but I do think that many of them have a deep mistrust toward America, and unfortunately even buy into some of the conspiracy theories about America, like 9/11 being an inside job.
So is it worth asking or even entertaining the question of whether or not the statement, America is the great Satan, is a religious or a political statement?
No, I think that's well worth pursuing because, Todd, I think that often the replacement religion for people who don't believe in God is to adopt some type of political ideology, and obviously even for people who are very religious, whether they be Jew, Muslim, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, it's difficult to, in your religious worldview, to not have some perspective about government and the role of the state. So I think it is important to be able to try to navigate down this road and to talk about the differences between Christianity and the differences between being an American. So, you know, I like to make some qualifications because a lot of Muslims very easily blend together political and religious ideas.
So it's safe to say it is, in most cases, it is a both a political and a religious statement. And in the case of Islam, the distinction between those two categories is rather blurry.
I think so, yes.
What exactly is meant, as far as you can tell, when radical Muslims say that America is the great Satan?
Well, obviously, they're using the biblical concept of the devil as the enemy of God, and there are many things in the Quran that are adopted from scriptural ideas. And I think that what is right at the forefront of this statement when it's made that America is the great Satan, that America is siding with the enemies of Islam, and obviously to side with the enemies of Islam, you are going against Allah, you're going against their belief that Islam is the one true religion. So obviously, when America shows favoritism in the mind towards the enemies of Islam, like Israel, that is an evidence that America has aligned with the wrong powers. I think in addition to that, there is often the idea that America is a colonial power, that it is an imperialist power, that we've kind of manipulated and controlled Islamic countries and have not allowed them to kind of develop their own authority and autonomy. And I think that there is also the idea, and it's very strong, that America is a decadent country, that it represents the West, and there is a lot of immorality, particularly too much freedom given to too many people. And the sexual mores of America and the West are seen as reprobate. So I think all of these kinds of ideas kind of go into America being the enemy or one of the enemies of the Islamic states. And again, I think it is important to appreciate that this isn't the thinking of all people, and Islam is a very large religion, the second largest religion in the world. But it is the thinking of a very significant number of people and well worth, I think, thinking through.
Does it fit into a broader worldview or part of the Quranic worldview, let's put it that way, that divides humanity, really even divides the globe geographically, into essentially two regions, regardless of politics or any other boundaries? Those that are governed by Islam and those that are not?
Well, I think that is a very important part of the Islamic mindset. Whether the Muslims would be maybe what we would call a radical form of Islam, again, kind of taking political ideas and political leaders, mixing it with the teachings of the Quran, or even more traditional Islam, I think there clearly is the idea that you are either under Islamic rule or you are not. And I think part of the real difficulty and the ferocity that surrounds the question of Israel and Palestine and this continually difficult problem for a number of decades is that in Quranic teaching, if a country was at one time under Islamic rule, it cannot fall back into non-Islamic rule. So if the idea is that the Allies after World War II took parts of Palestine away from the Palestinians and gave it to the Jews, then this is something that cannot stand no matter what. So this is a very, very important issue, and thus, for the people who don't think religion is important, religion plays a very significant role in some of the problems, particularly in the Middle East.
So it sounds like you're saying the notion of America as the great Satan in the radical Muslim mind is historically tied to the creation of the nation state of Israel. However it came about, America's part in that at least began to win it that unfortunate label.
I think so, although obviously there are Muslims who would go back to the Crusades. Christianity and Islam have had a difficult situation, and what I'm saying there is some would look back at that history and say Islam and the West have never gotten along. There has always been this clash of civilizations. But I think for people living today, very much the idea that America is the great Satan, and again, it's interpreted in a couple different ways. Is America doing the bidding of Israel, and so Israel is really the diabolical power and America is just its handmaiden? Or is it really Israel is the puppet of America? And you kind of hear people going back and forth on those kinds of statements. But absolutely, the question of Zionism, Israel being its own autonomous state, having land in the Middle East, this does not go well, I think, with the vast majority of Muslims around the world.
Ken Samples is our guest. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon. It's the 26th of September. I'm Todd Wilkin. Answering the question, is the United States the great Satan? What does radical Islam mean when it makes this pronouncement? Ken Samples is a senior research scholar for Reasons to Believe based in Pasadena, California, author of several books, including A World of Difference, Putting Christian Truth Claims to the Worldview Test. He's also written a recent article titled, Is America Really the Great Satan? We'll be right back.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Hi, this is Kate in Japan, and I'm commenting on the program you had about the Unification Church.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
The most important point is to say I love your show and thank you for doing what you do. Bye from Japan.
Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. worldwide. Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. Issues Etc. IssuesETC.org.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. IssuesETC.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, IssuesETC.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. IssuesETC.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking with Ken Samples, answering the question, is the United States the great Satan? A little bit later in the hour, Dr. Alvin Schmidt of Illinois College will join us. We're going to talk a little bit about Saudi Arabia planning to allow women's voting rights, not now, but in the near future. We'll discuss that with him in the last part of this hour of Issues Etc. Joe is on the line calling from his car. Joe, thanks for waiting. Welcome.
Hi, Todd. I don't know that you directly answered my question, but is calling America or any other entity the Great Satan, is it doctrinally appropriate in your guest's understanding of Islam? And if so, would it be a required pronouncement or an allowed pronouncement? And then a related question, if you have 1.5 billion human beings who are members of any organization, they're not all going to agree. So would this be something that would be conservative Islam, liberal Islam? And to tie in with your follow-up guest, if Saudi Arabia allows women voters, would that be something that could result in a pronouncement that they are the great saint or something to that effect? Thanks.
That's a great question, a great series of questions, Joe. Thanks for the call. Let's deal first with whether or not this is, how shall we say this? Is this doctrinally consistent with what is taught in the Quran, as far as you can tell, Ken?
Well, I think that, I think clearly the idea that there will be worldly powers that will be at odds with the reign of God, in this case, the reign of Allah, is certainly a theological implication of the teaching of the Quran, and that there will be worldly powers that will confront Islamic leaders, I think, is clearly there. Again, where I would say there is some ambiguity is that I think this idea of America being the great Satan really is kind of a fusing together of a radical political philosophy or ideology with more traditional Islamic teaching. So it's a blending. But, I think many Muslims would think that this seems to be consistent with what Islam teaches.
Joe asks whether or not it is more at home in, and here we use these terms probably in a very general sense, conservative or liberal Islam.
Well, I think there is a temptation, to think all Muslims are alike, and certainly we want to know what's the consensus. Does this represent the majority of what Muslims think? I think we need to realize that. There are radical Muslims, there are more traditional Muslims, and then there are people that may be a bit more liberal, and I don't mean that politically, I mean it theologically, meaning that certain countries like Jordan and Turkey have been a bit more tolerant about the idea of how the mosque and the state are to work. Their ideas and their thinking has been very different than Iran since the fall of the Shah and the coming of Ayatollah Khomeini all the way down to today. So there is some diversity, and understanding that diversity isn't always an easy thing for people who live in the West.
That relates to Joe's last question, which is, given the news that Saudi Arabia plans in 2015 to open up the electorate to women, could a move like that on behalf of a more moderate Muslim state, still Muslim control, but a more moderate Muslim state, could that ever earn a Muslim nation the title of Great Satan or Satan?
Well, some of the material that was uncovered at Osama bin Laden's hideout indicated that, one of his points of anger with America is the freedom that is given to particular women. And of course, the promiscuous sexual mores of America. Hypocrisy. The word hypocrisy jumps out when you realize that when the Navy SEALs confronted Osama bin Laden, he cowered behind two of the women, and he had a stash of pornography there in his hideout. So, I'm sure that there are radical Muslims who think that the more modern Islamic nations are compromising. Whether they would call them the Great Satan, I'm not sure.
How much of this is kind of the ambiguity factor here, Ken, that often Christianity is equated with the United States, wrongly so, but it is. Often the United States is equated with the West in general, that America is as much a secularized nation as it is still a quote-unquote Christianized or Christian-influenced nation?
No, I think you've put your finger on it. I think that is a very, very important part of this puzzle. I think, frankly, there are many, many Muslims in many parts of the world that do not have a free press. So when they think about the West, they think the West is Christian, or they fail to recognize that America has a unique history in terms of its government and the place that religion plays. And I think many Muslims would say that, there is a definite connection between being a Christian and being an American. So, you know, having a clear picture, I mean, I often say to Christians who I think very quickly want to draw the conclusion that every Muslim thinks the way Osama bin Laden, I says, you know, let's be slow, let's be deliberate, let's think this through. I think we need to return the favor to the Islamic world and say, you need to do a little study of American history, the history of Western civilization, and the relationship between how Christians think about government and state. That is often something that's missed, I think.
Is it also related to the fact that until recently, culturally, just in the most general sense, the United States has had not only great but really disproportionate influence in the world? We have exported our culture, really our pop culture, with a fervor that's pretty much unknown in all of history, and that certainly could be viewed as just kind of threatening to someone who values their culture as a Muslim.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, I think that if you go on the internet or you watch television or you connect to any of the powerful mediums, and you could come to the conclusion that America is Hollywood, America is extremely promiscuous when it comes to moral values, because this is what you see represented in the movies or in music or whatever other form it may come. And I think failing to represent, again, that this is a part of America, and I think it's also important to appreciate that there are many Christians who would have a similar critique and would want to say that America its moral fabric is being negatively impacted by all of these types of things. But again, I think it's very easy to have a little snapshot of the way we think things are, and if you've ever heard Ayatollah Khomeini speak, or Saddam Hussein, or Osama bin Laden, it's difficult to get those kind of images out of your head, as these are madmen who think that they have to conquer the world in the name of Islam. Well, if all you see are some of the images that come out of Hollywood, you may have a very distorted view of America.
You say that bin Laden had realized, as kind of the titular head of radical Islam, or at least its most prominent face, that bin Laden had recognized Islam's decline as a world power and therefore wanted to restore militant Islam to a place of dominance on the world scene. What do you mean by that, with about a minute before our break?
Well, I think if you trace the life of Osama bin Laden, I mean, this guy has Western roots, and he has family here in America. He also had $100 million of a fortune in his family. I think this is a person who was involved in when the Soviet Union was fighting in Afghanistan. He's aware of American involvement of trying to help Afghanistan you know, defend themselves from this Soviet type of expansion. I think Osama bin Laden realizes the potent American military and how it's really going to be impossible to defeat America on the battlefield. But terror is an incredibly difficult thing to combat. And Osama bin Laden said this. He said, I spent $500,000 planning 9/11, and America has spent trillions in response. So he was an economic thinker and a military thinker and a very powerful enemy of the United States.
When we come back, a few more minutes with Ken Samples of Reasons to Believe, talking about the United States as the great Satan. I guess a final question for him is, if America is indeed the great Satan in the mind of radical Islam, what is the jihadist, what is the Islamist's solution to that particular problem? Then Dr. Alvin Schmidt's going to join us for the remainder of the program. We're going to talk about two issues related to Islam. One is proper disposal of their holy book, the Quran, how should it be done? And we mentioned it already, a decree issued yesterday by King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia that women will be able to vote soon. We'll be right back. Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385. 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The fruit of the 2010 elections.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Some pro-abortion leaders are alarmed by the onslaught of pro-life bills in state houses around America. The 2010 midterm elections filled state legislatures with pro-life representatives who were swept into office by Americans opposed to President Obama's health care bill. For instance, in North Carolina, pro-lifers control the legislature for the first time since Roe v. Wade and are poised to pass several pro-life bills, including a fetal homicide bill. South Dakota has also seen a crop of pro-life legislation, including a 72-hour waiting period for abortions, the longest such waiting period of any state in the country.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Is the United States the great Satan? Ken Samples is our guest for the next few minutes of the program. We'll have a link to his article recently published, Is America Really the Great Satan, at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Two quick final questions then, Ken. By way of trying to refute this view that is held by radical Islam, does... knowing what you know about the viewpoint itself and its origins, does it do the United States a lot of good to try and prove they're not, so to speak?
Well, that's a good question. I think, Todd, that when you talk about America and when you talk about the complex history of our nation and the unique element of having a country that has been deeply influenced by the Bible and by Christianity, but yet allowing for civil government. That perspective on America, I think, has to be appreciated. It has to be nuanced. I think as well, just like our understanding of looking at Islam, I think we need to become students of Islam. I think we need to endeavor to understand who the people are and what they believe, and not only for evangelistic purposes, but also because these issues are very important. I guess my response, though, to your question, Todd, would be I think there's just far too much at stake to allow for deep misunderstandings about the nature of America. And I think it also is true for Islam. I think that if Islam is going to be viewed as its spokesperson being Ahmadinejad, then I think the world is going to look at Islam in a very, very different way. And if the determination is that the jihadists, in order to, if they recognize America as Satan, must attack us, that's going to be a very, very difficult road. And so I think politically, socially, militarily, economically, all these things are tied together. And I think it's important for us to represent, for those of us like myself, who believe that America has been very altruistic and has worked in many ways to be protective of all people in the world, particularly in some cases even Muslims, I think it's important to try to get rid of these stereotypes.
Finally, then, with only about 30 seconds, you just mentioned it. Is the solution from the Islamists or the jihadis' perspective to the problem of America, the great Satan, simply attack or kind of this unending struggle or warfare?
Well, I'm afraid that for too many people, that probably is the case. I think some Muslims are not going to be able to separate their radical political ideology from their religion. I think there is going to be a continual struggle with the issue of Israel. And, you know, it's terrorism is a very, very difficult situation. And so I'm not terribly optimistic that we'll be able to solve all of these types of issues. But I do think that, Christians in wanting to understand some of the world influences in order to combat them really do need to do their homework. And I think it's important that thoughtful Christian people are able to delineate some of the differences between being a Westerner or being an American and being a Christian, and how that differs from being a citizen of Iraq or Iran and being a Muslim. How the differences are to be understood, I think, is an important thing to come to.
Ken Samples is a senior research scholar for Reasons to Believe, based in Pasadena, California. Author of several books, including A World of Difference, Putting Christian Truth Claims to the Worldview Test. And he's written an article titled, Is America Really the Great Satan? Ken, thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Todd.